The objects in this case are from the family tomb of a man named Senejim. The tomb was located near the 19th dynasty village that housed the artists and laborers who carved and decorated the royal tombs in the Valley of the Kings. Senejim may have been a carpenter or a stonemason. The burial equipment in front of you belonged to his wife, E.E. Nefertiti. To the right of the coffin is the mask that was fitted over her face. Her mummy was then placed in the coffin and covered by the inner lid, which shows E.E. Nefertiti in a white dress. This was covered in turn by the outer lid on the left. On both lids, E.E. Nefertiti appears as a beautiful young woman. No one would ever guess that the autopsy performed on her mummy showed that she was at least 75 years old when she died. On the inner cover, she wears a fringed garment of fine white linen, a huge collar around her neck, studs in her ears, and bracelets and strings of beads on her arms. We can imagine her looking like this in life. On the outer coffin lid, she wears similar rich jewelry, but her lower body is in the form of a wrapped mummy and is covered with a multitude of small images. These vignettes are like a picture book of Egyptian beliefs about the afterlife. On the front, you see the winged sky goddess Nut. Down the middle of the lid, there are bands of inscription recording prayers for protection addressed to Nut. On both sides of the winged goddess are images that refer to the role of the sun god Re in the afterlife. An especially detailed image on the side of the lid to your left, just under the elbow, shows Re as a scarab in the boat that carries him across the sky. Egyptians believed that the deceased would accompany Re in his boat and be reborn with him in the morning. Above the scarab, there's an orange disc representing the sun. This is held by a pair of green hands. They look like they are reaching down to the sun, but in fact, we are seeing the image upside down. The green arms and breasts are another representation of Nut. The ochre-colored area around her torso depicts the desert mountains. What we see here is the sky goddess lifting the sun off the horizon towards the solar deity in his boat. Other scenes depict E.E. Nefertiti adoring stars and receiving cool water. There are also funerary rituals that were performed by members of her family. All of these are central themes in the ancient Egyptian beliefs about the afterlife. A special touch here is the introduction of E.E. Nefertiti's husband, Senejim, into her funeral rites. In the second vignette from the top on the right, Senejim is shown receiving his son Ramos's libation